Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. My mystery.
Video of the day at DougStefan.com, part of one of the latest social media trends. The trend is called Beyonce Always on Beat. People have been taking clips of Beyonce dancing in one of her videos and syncing it to other songs. Somehow, she's always dancing to the right beat, and that's even true of some of the sillier songs. The video of the day today shows Beyonce dancing to the theme song from the Disney show DuckTales.
I love this song.
That's what you're hearing, DuckTales theme in the background. You got to see it so you can appreciate Beyonce's dancing.
Ooh.
And the thing is, you totally buy it.
You do?
Like you totally believe she is dancing to this song.
To the theme of DuckTales.
Yeah.
Right. Because some of the movements that she makes, they're a little bit silly in the context of this song.
Mm. Yeah, well, the whole thing
is duck-like moves.
Kind of silly. Video of the day yesterday at DougStefan.com came from the George Lucas Company. The folks there recently celebrated their 40th anniversary. Can you imagine? Industrial Light and Magic has been there for 40 years. To commemorate the occasion, they've created a video that quickly highlights some of the more famous movies that they've been a part of. They've contributed, actually, to over 300 movies so far. 43 Academy Awards involved in this. So the audio doesn't amount to much. That's not really what we're focused on anyway. You got to see it. If you didn't see yesterday's video of the day, take a few minutes and check it out.
It's fantastic.
At DougStefan.com. These videos of the day are really aimed at getting you to see things or understand things or feel things in a different dimension. That's why they are there. Speaking of different dimensions, let's go through the top five songs this week in 1971. You're going to like this list, except perhaps for the first one, Richie. Number five belonged to Karen and Richard, the Carpenters, Rainy Days and Mondays. So we got here, it's Tuesday, a lot of rain in the Northeast. We've now had about 6 inches of rain the last 2 days. Not bad. Needed it all.
Texas says you got what?
Yeah, I know. Texas had 16 inches of rain, but it's cleared out down there now. So the Carpenters were in the number five position. This was one of their huge hits, and they had plenty of them. And so we pay attention to that for a moment until we realize the number four song this week in 1971 was the first, I think, this is the first independent song from Ringo, isn't it, Kenny? It Don't Come Easy?
Yeah.
It's the first one on his own?
Yeah. First single.
Number four became number one, It Don't Come Easy, Ringo. What? Not good English, but you don't have fun.
Shut up.
No, that's bad. Also, you're saying that. All right. I heard that word come out of my friend's mouth this weekend. I never heard her say that before. She wasn't talking to me. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, you're your proper English and rock songs.
All right, number three.
Young man,
classic.
And free.
Classic song.
This is my ringtone.
Remember, 1971, The Honeycomb, put it in the want ads. Number two song this week, 1971, Three Dog Night.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
People find that anthemic for any number of things. So from Three Dog Night, we go to a song. This was, I think, the third or fourth, maybe fifth number one song the Rolling Bones had.
More than that.
Was it? Brown Sugar. Maybe it was number seven, number eight, I don't know. On the list of lots of hits. This one was number one during this week in 1971. And there you have it from the College of Musical Knowledge in the Duggar on Good Day, where you're digging the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made his living above the rim, collecting a good part of his 26,000 career points in spectacular fashion. His nickname? The Human Highlight Film.
Baseline drive, Dominic. Oh, my goodness! Did
absolutely that jam. I don't know how he did that. Dominique, oh my goodness.
So where is Dominique Wilkins now? Neek is the vice president of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks, where he spent most of his career. He's also an analyst for all of the Hawks broadcasts. Dominique has his own line of wine, Wilkins Private Reserve. And recently, he and 24 Hour Fitness announced the launching of the Dominique Wilkins Basketball Academy.
Well, the human highlight machine got it cranked up.
And the human highlight film keeps on rolling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who is at fault in a vehicle-to-vehicle collision? Boils down to just one word.
Looking back in front of me.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The operator is expected to abide by the rules of the road. These rules apply evenly to trucks, cars, motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians. 3 tests apply to those involved in an accident. The conduct of who caused the accident. Was the person not reasonably careful? Or has someone violated traffic law? A stunting or excessively speeding motorcyclist could easily catch blame, even if the rider is not totally at fault. Carelessness is the number one cause of who is determined to be at fault in a court of law. Remember that and ride safely. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2.